Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, hello.
Yo.
We are here.
What's happening?
And it's the 4th of July.
Yes, it is.
Do you consider this Independence Day, or is it just the holiday? Is it just cookout day for you?
Yeah, this is, look.
Independence? It's the Independence of America. I'm really unclear.
Yeah, it's 1776, July 4th. This is when we celebrated our emancipation from the reign of the British, while the American slaves were promised independence,
okay.
But then they backtracked on that for like another 100 years,
yeah,
or so. So it's a little mixed, but I still cook out. I take my full advantage of celebrating
some
time to myself.
I just needed clarity on the context of it all. I don't think it should be called Independence Day. Matter of fact, I'm not going to call it Independence Day.
What are you going to call it?
It sounds like it's just America Day. Like America became its own little thing. Not independent, because Americans, all Americans, most Americans weren't independent, weren't free. We're just, it's America Day.
And the irony is your best friend is British.
Quite.
So is it a painful day for her?
No, not at all. She's also Nigerian. She doesn't even care. She doesn't acknowledge most American holidays. Like she always forgets when
Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I have to always say, hey, you're here. We got, it's Thanksgiving.
She's on Christmas and Easter, though. She's good on those.
Christmas, yes. Easter, for sure.
She's Christian.
Christian.
Okay.
So, well, she's Catholic. She's Catholic.
Okay.
But I like to call her like a hybrid, Catholic hybrid.
Okay.
Plus, anybody who knows me, I won't let you forget Christmas. Like, Christmas has to be a thing. We actually can't have a strong friendship if you don't acknowledge and appreciate Christmas.
Well, for me, it's Thanksgiving. Replace
That's
Christmas with Thanksgiving.
Because of food.
No, it's just like a good, Thanksgiving is just a great time. Like, look, I know the tradition of Thanksgiving was like,
right,
you know,
a little shady.
Yeah, but
a little shady with the pilgrims.
We've created, you know, it's crazy. Like, as Black people, we've had to create our own traditions that are rooted in our own experiences.
Correct.
And yeah, that day was a day that, you know, for many Indigenous people is probably a painful thought. But I know in my family, over these last 40 something years, we've used that as a time to come together.
Yeah.
And it's like a family reunion. You know what I mean? So that's what it means to me.
Yeah. For me, birthdays are a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just off.
Oh, but do you know the
top
origin of birthdays?
No.
The satanic? No, I'm just joking.
I was about to say birth. I would think it's just birth is the origin
of
birthdays.
People love ruining
you
stuff.
You can't conspiracy theory birthdays, okay? That's
well, you
just
know when they was born, you know what they did, right?
So I'm a big birthday person. I'm also a big Jesus person. So Jesus' birthday is like, to me, the ultimate turn up. Please don't hit me with the he couldn't have been born. It was too cold outside. Mind your business. This is the day we're observing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to observe Jesus's birthday turn up hard body every year.
Okay.
Speaking of birthdays.
Okay. Oh.
That was a pregnant pause.
Yes. Tiffany's got a birthday coming up.
My birthday is on Friday.
Tiffany's got a birthday.
Just know that it's going to be popping. No, like, don't even, I can't even give you what you want about, like, what are you doing? Don't even ask, what are you doing? Just
Can
know.
Can we get a recap after? Please.
Potentially.
Can we get a recap?
Potentially. Oh, listen, how about this? If we skip an episode, if we don't actually have a new episode up next week, just know it was that lit.
It was turned all the way up.
All the way up. If I'm not fully recovered to be able to put this podcast together next week.
I just want y'all to understand, Tiffany doesn't hardly drink. She doesn't, like.
But my turn up is real.
Your turn up is off of sparkling water. It's off of like.
Sunshine and energy.
Walking.
Okay. I get it popping.
Your turn up is very different. It's very PG.
Put me in a club. No, that's not true. You put me in a club, I will tear the club down. Yes, it'll be off of sparkling water, but
oh my gosh.
I tear the clubs down.
She's like, just I was know. Sitting in my chair with my back upright.
No, I get it done for the celebrations.
Okay.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Happy early birthday,
Happy
Tiffany.
Early
I'm glad,
birthday.
Glad you were born. Yo.
Thank you. Me too. Shout out to my parents for
it's
getting
long
it done.
Long time ago.
The way, no, it's not that long ago.
Long time
ago. Nope. Next year, though. Next year is a big year, but right now. I'm still under 40. I'm still in the under 40 club.
Wow.
There we go.
You're a young buck.
Listen, I'm going to turn 40 out, though. I just want y'all to be clear. I don't know. Just know I'm going to turn 40
out. We should do a live event.
For my 40th?
Yeah.
I don't want to be taping a podcast on my 40th.
No,
birthday.
We could do it like a week in advance.
Okay.
Or a week after.
I'm with that.
Or a year
as
later.
Long as there's birthday cake. Don't bring me no pies and no brownies. I want a birthday cake. But yeah,
all right,
like
listeners,
that.
Come together. Let's plan. Okay, let's get in this woman celebrated properly with a nice birthday cake next year.
Okay, that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about summer, though.
Speaking of summer,
we're officially in the throes of summer.
I'm loving it.
Okay,
it's a little mild, but I won't complain.
Yeah, you know, a little bit, but summer's happening. Yes. We are in it. And we need to talk about summer spending.
Yeah.
Because it gets a little off the rails.
People cut loose when it comes to spending.
Especially the parents. The parents get a little out of pocket when it comes to the summer spending.
Some of these kids make you get a little loose,
First
too.
Of all, so these kids don't have bank accounts. So they can make suggestions.
They can only
make suggestions.
Can I just tell you that my daughter was trying to go ham for Amazon Prime Day. I'm like, yo, you do know this is not a holiday.
Does your daughter have her own Amazon account?
Yeah, no. Nah, she insisted on using her birthday savings, though.
Okay.
And I let her use some.
Now, see, I think I can respect that, right? Like, she's invested. She's like, I'm willing to put my money up to do the things that I want to do. I didn't even know. I know Amazon Prime Day is a thing. I don't know what it means. So is it like Black Friday for Amazon?
Yeah, basically. They're just things are at a low price, lower than normal. Like this lady, my little daughter, bless her heart, she's so sweet. She bought some strawberry earrings.
Okay, strawberry earrings.
She bought her brother like a Star Wars toy.
That's nice.
So I can't hate on that too bad.
Just know when she break them strawberry earrings out, for you to buy strawberry earrings, you have an outfit in mind?
Yeah, I think so.
And so just know when she breaks them out, she's been planning this for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got to make sure I'm like, okay.
Right.
I see,
don't act like it's something light. You got to really put something on it. Okay, strawberry earrings.
killing the game.
She give her the energy that she requires.
Yeah.
You know.
So summer spending is
summer
what we're talking
spending.
About.
So first of all, there's a survey that says 52% of parents with children under the age of 18 spend more than they intend to every single summer.
Yeah.
That's more than half.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. And a lot of people are going into debt over summer spending. According to that same survey, the average debt from the summer only that parents put on their credit cards is about $1,960 just from summer expenses going on a credit card.
And that's the debt, right? So that doesn't include what you actually paid in cash, what actually came out of your bank account. It's the extra that you're willing to put on these credit cards, these high interest credit cards. Almost $2,000 for the summer.
If you've got adult kids, that number is only $563, meaning that those kids are costing you a lot of extra money.
Wow. Yeah, no, for sure. And honestly, we all know where the spending goes. It goes for family vacations, also tutoring and education costs.
Facts.
Especially this summer, probably because of COVID and virtual learning and homeschooling, parents probably feel like they need to catch up. Maybe there were some gaps, especially since kids are expected to go back to in-person schooling this year. You know, they weren't always on the Zooms, okay? They weren't always really dialed in. And so you're probably spending extra money this summer on just catching them up and getting them back on track for when they start school in August or September.
I wonder if kids even stay back anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I think stay back, but these last 2 years is a little different, right? Like, I don't think anyone's staying back these last 2 years, but before, yeah. You always had them old ass people in your classes.
Well, we were younger, but I'm saying I don't know if that even happens anymore. You don't hear about kids staying
17
back.
Year olds in your freshman gym class.
Yo, I had a kid driving to school in the eighth grade.
That's I don't even know whose fault
you
got to
be 17 in New Jersey.
I don't know if that's the child's fault, the parents' fault, or the school's fault.
But either way, yeah, a lot of parents are spending money on tutoring and summer camp. Summer camp is not cheap.
No, for sure.
There are designer summer camps out here that are hitting for college tuition for the summer.
What happened to just go in the backyard?
Yeah.
What happened to that summer camp? I went to that summer camp, and I did go to camp during the summer, but it did not take over the whole summer. It was probably like half of the summer. The rest of the summer was go ride that bike or go outside or, you know, just do something with yourself. Mm. Those were the more cost effective summer camps.
Yeah. My kids have already gotten a video game subscription, some upgraded thing where they could stream video games. They're like trying to watch all these extra movies. I'm like, I don't know about this. This is very different.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I do go to the movies more in the summer.
Okay.
Because that's when the big blockbuster movies that I tend to like, the action movies, come out. There's always a big July 4th release. There's always big releases around my birthday. But I'm a big movies person. But so let's talk about this a little bit more. So more than half of parents say that summer is more expensive than the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So you know I got beef with that. I got a big problem with that. You gonna spend more on the summer than you do during Jesus' birthday turn up? Like, that's a problem for me. Well, you're buying gifts during the holiday. And you're buying gifts for multiple people, family members, coworkers.
But come on.
Kids.
Experiences cost more than
very
gifts,
true. Very right? true.
And people have time that they wouldn't normally have. A lot of parents think of it like this. I only have 18 summers with these kids. So we need to make some memorable, long-lasting experiences.
I'm all for the experiences. But let me ask you, because you are a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really how you think? Like, I only have... Like, when your child's one, are you really thinking, like, I only have 18 summers? I don't think you're thinking that. I don't think it's till your child's 15 when you're like, we only got a couple more of these. But at three, you're like, I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't start realizing that the time's running short until maybe like 10, 11, 12 for me, at least.
So, as we mentioned, the number one budget killer for the summer is family vacations, which on average costs $2,027. I mean, I think that's fair. I think it depends on how many children you have, but mm-hmm. I think that's a fair amount. As you mentioned, experiences really are lifelong,
mm-hmm.
and things cost nowadays. Like, you can't knock hotel accommodations, flights, mm-hmm. even if you're doing a road trip, there's a lot that goes with that. Kids eat a lot. Y'all got to eat a lot. Then you got to buy souvenirs.
Don't talk about Disney.
Okay. This is not the Disney budget.
Don't mention Disney.
This is for all.
2000 is not getting you very
far. Yeah. This is all family vacations, not including Disney, because Disney, 2000 is one day. If you have three children, that's probably get you into the park, eat, get your ears, then you got to get some souvenirs. It's a lot.
Yeah. A day at Disney can easily hit you before you even eat, for a family of five, $1,000.
Yeah, for sure. And now they got the bracelets.
Yeah.
They got the Disney bracelets. Listen, okay, young families, if we have any young family listeners out there and you plan on taking your children to Disney at any point, but you haven't done it yet, they will try to talk you into these bracelets.
Oh, they're not talking you into it. They're sending them to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, they send them to you in advance.
And they tell you to put your credit card on that joint.
And all you have to do to buy things is just swipe your little bracelet. Now, the bracelet is for you and the children. So you know children get to swiping.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know how much things cost. You don't know what's going on. You just know when you leave that park, all of a sudden, you got an overdraft charge. All I'm saying is... Yeah. Be mindful.
Be careful.
Be careful. And then the second major expense, as we mentioned, is tutoring and education costs, which usually come in around $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And then third were parent getaways without the kids.
What are those?
That typically comes in around $1,059. So literally half of what you pay for the family vacation is what you pay for the parent getaway. Mm. I like that parents are at least thinking about themselves also, because summer is summer for everybody, right? It is vacation season for everybody. And so we've got to do something with the kids. But you guys are also doing something without the kids.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. Other things on the list, there's the summer camp. There's back to school spending, which happens in the summer. There's the youth programs that folks put their kids into. There's pool memberships. We used to always get a pool membership, and that's not cheap. There's a lot of things that come up for people during the summer.
Right. And so what we want to talk about on today's show is we acknowledge it. We acknowledge that summer spending happens. We also acknowledge that this particular summer is probably going to be a bit more egregious than past summers because we're trying to make up for last summer. A lot of us didn't have a summer vacation last year. You didn't get to do the things that you wanted to do. And your children really suffered, right? Mm-hmm. They just suffered from missing out on those experiences. And so we're making up for it this year. But we got to do it with some common sense. We got to put some parameters around it, or at least do it strategically so that fall isn't failure fall for your bank account. Like, yeah. We got to make sure you still have money. You're still doing the things that you need to do, because oftentimes people are like, listen, I'm going to just wild out for the summer and I'll make it back up in the fall. That typically doesn't happen. And the next thing you know, you're preparing for the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And so you never get the opportunity to recover. And again, we're not saying take away from the experiences, take away from the really great time. We're just saying, let's do it with some planning. Mm-hmm. Let's give you some advice and let's do it with some strategy.
Yeah, that's a fact. A lot of people, their bank accounts are still flush from being home for a year and not eating out so much. And, you know, we want to make sure that doesn't all go to waste. Like, you can use this as a chance to really build some wealth.
So first things first, plan in advance. Think about where you want to go for the summer. Think about where you want to go for the holidays. There's nothing wrong with planning a vacation a year in advance. Think about if you're going to drive, are you going to fly? Are there any discounts that you can take now, travel perks? I take very elaborate trips. Let's just start there.
Yeah, we know this.
When I travel, it's a lot, right? I am a girl that likes a luxury experience. But I will tell you that parts of my trips cost significantly less than people's regular everyday travel. I book my flights well in advance.
Like, how many years in advance?
Not years, right? But I tend to book my flights
decades.
At least 3 months in advance. Okay. I use a lot of different platforms that help me gauge pricing.
Like what?
Okay, so first of all, there's Google Flights. If you go on Google Flights to book your flight, they will tell you literally up until 6 months in advance how much your flight cost each day. So looking at the calendar, you're like, oh, well, if I leave on Thursday instead of Friday, I'll save $100. Or, you know, if I just move it to the following week, because oftentimes when you're planning summer vacations, you're like, I know I just want to go in August, right? And so instead of having these days locked in, when you looked at Google Flights, they'll say, no, if you go the third week in August, it's $500 cheaper. Mm-hmm. Then I use a platform, Get Into It. It's an app called Hopper. What Hopper does is you put in your flight destinations and when you think you want to go. Mm-hmm. Hopper tracks, first of all, it tells you, hey, your flight costs this much right now, but there's an 85% chance that it's going to go down significantly. Don't book your flight yet.
Wow.
And then it will alert you when your flight prices drop and say, book now. Mm. Or it'll say the price went up, but I guarantee it's going to come back down. Don't book today.
So you got to have some faith to use Hopper.
Hopper works. No, Hopper's pretty
much... Has it ever not worked? Has it ever been where they've been dead ass wrong?
No, not for me.
All right, Hopper.
Hopper it is. Now, I've only used it for international flights. I don't know what happens domestically. But again, I do plan in advance. I am utilizing all the tools I can to make sure I get really great flight prices. And again, I do look into a lot of different things as far in advance as possible. Like, we all have those friends are like, you know, you're going to go on this group trip, but they don't book to the last minute. That's pretty much all of my friends. Mm. I will book immediately and I tell them, hey guys, please book immediately. Flights only cost this much right now. You're going to get a great deal. They don't. And they oftentimes end up spending almost double. Mm. So... Plan ahead. Okay. Plan in advance.
A stitch in time
saves
nine.
Do you plan in advance for your trips? I know what that means.
Yeah, not really. Not like that.
No?
I don't...
Is it because you're not sure if you're going?
It's hard for me to plan anything in advance. Like, it's hard for me to plan, like, let's go to lunch in 2 weeks. Like, it's just difficult because I just like the flexibility of being able to change my mind. Something comes up, I don't feel like it. So yeah, I pay a premium for stuff because I like to wait to the last minute.
Okay.
Shame on me.
So you're definitely not going to like this next piece of advice. Get ready for next summer.
Here she goes.
Right? Like, it's already summer right now, right? And there's probably things that you wanted to do this summer that you weren't able to do. Put them on your agenda for next summer. All the things that maybe you can't afford or you don't have time, or they just won't fit. Put those things in mind for next summer. So now you have a plan. Listen, this is what we can and will do this summer. And then next summer, these are the things that we will be doing. And so that you're able to plan for both. It's big picture planning. Listen, you're a parent at this point. When you're a parent, you got to think a little bit more big picture. When you're a single hot girl summer riding around and getting it like myself, you don't necessarily have to plan next summer. You don't, even though I don't have next summer planned, but I do have next spring planned. When you are an adult, it helps to plan things in advance so that you can make sure the money's right. You're not scraping together money at the last minute. Mm-hmm. You're not begging, borrowing, and you're not putting yourself in debt.
Okay.
So stick with us. We have more tips around summer spending. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Hi, this is Ghani Rose, Chief Content Editor here at The North Star, encouraging you to check out thenorthstar.com every day for insightful, engaging commentary on the stories that impact our culture. The writers at The North Star make it our mission to advocate, mobilize, agitate, and disrupt in the name of creating liberation-centered content. We unapologetically center the narratives of Black, Brown, and Indigenous people. We understand that you can get news from anywhere, so we are more interested in offering perspective that speaks to the experiences of our audience. We write freely and with freedom on our minds. We invite you to indulge in our daily editorials and engage in the dialogue that will change the world. Momentum.
So we are back.
Yes.
It's summer. It's summer. Popping.
Popping.
It's lit.
Oh.
All the things. We need this summer. We earned this summer outside.
A crunk summer.
No, we're not crunk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We are no longer crunk.
Popping?
We could be popping, but we're not crunk anymore.
Boss? My dad would say boss.
He would say it's a boss summer?
Like, yo, that looks like it's going to be boss.
Okay, dad.
That's old school.
That is old school.
That's southern. That's country.
All right. That's new for me. But it's summer, and we're going to be outside this summer. Because we weren't outside last summer and we need this. And for our parents and our families, everybody, the kids definitely deserve it. And so we know that there's a lot that goes into summer spending. We know there's a lot of things that you want to do in a short period of time and you want to have the best experiences and live it up. But we've got to do some strategic spending. So the next thing, use credit carefully.
Yeah. Don't go into debt messing around with the summer. Because then Christmas comes and it just piles up. And that's how you end up paying the minimum balance after a while.
Yeah, we already talked about that. Every summer, parents typically go $1,900 into debt. That is going on some sort of credit card. Try to avoid that. You know what I mean? And if you're going to use credit, I know people are so quick to be like, I'm only doing it for the airline points.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to pay. Okay. I'm going to pay the whole thing off.
Okay.
Right. And that never happens. But be mindful of how you use your credit this summer. As we mentioned, catching up on egregious credit, you know, just unwise spending, it does catch up with you. It catches up with you pretty quickly. And then you're the people who want to talk about, I need to do some investing. You need to invest in paying off your credit card balance.
We should launch a t-shirt line called Cut Up the Credit Cards.
Oh, I don't know if that works. Would you cut up your credit cards, Alan Boomer?
Yeah, I don't use my credit cards anymore.
Is that the case?
Yeah, I don't use them.
Not a single credit card of yours?
I don't. Not anymore. I used to play the game. I used to try to get points. I used to try to, manage to pay off the balance by the end of the month. But like, you get busy and like next thing you know, you've got a big balance and they tell you that you need to use credit to get your credit score up and all of these different tricks that are really playing into the hands of the credit card company. And so I just stopped using them. So
yeah, I do know I am not a credit card user, but I do know a lot of people who really do use credit cards wisely. And so I don't know if I'm a part of the cut up the credit card committee, but just use it wisely.
But think about all the people that we talk to. And this is what really changed my mind about it, right? We talk to every year hundreds of people that go to our website, momentum-advisors.com, and they walk us through their financial profile. Most people, especially in our community, are not using credit cards wisely.
Correct.
Some are.
Correct.
God bless them. And if the majority of the people are getting caught up where they're paying the minimum balance, where they're piling up debt, like, I think we need to put some warnings out. So I say cut them up. Okay. If you can afford to, you know, get them paid off, don't cancel the card because you want it to stay on your credit score, your credit report. But we've got to stop using credit cards so much. It's killing us. It literally is destroying wealth in our community.
Yeah, I think I like the addition so much, right? Because I do think there's wise ways to use them, but I agree with you. Most people are not using them wisely. I also think people are detached from their transaction when they use credit cards because it's not physical money that you have to turn over. It's not money that you just earned. You're not thinking to yourself, like, that was my whole month's check that I just put away on that vacation. I think it would cause people to slow down or make better decisions when they're really attaching their time and real time money to these transactions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fact.
All right, next, set a budget. Do people want to hear that?
You lost me.
Yeah.
Budget.
I don't want to. Listen, I'm trying to have a good time.
I used to enjoy this podcast.
Yeah.
Till now.
Right. You know, it's summer. I ain't even have a summer. Pretty much my summer this year could be two summers because I ain't have a summer last summer. What budget? I'm not trying to do a budget. Here, this is what I'm saying. First of all, when people hear budget, they think cheap. They think low. Your budget can be high. It's just something that we're asking you to stick to. All we are saying is, think about the spending in advance. Price out. Sit down with yourself. How much do I think this is going to cost? How much do I think this is going to cost? Okay, for the entire summer, I think we're going to need about this much. Do we have it? Will we have it? Okay, if the answer is yes, great. Just stick to whatever your numbers are. All we're saying is do not go into summer just spending, not thinking about, you know, is this too much? I'll worry about it later. That sounds high, but it's whatever. I ain't worried about that. We're saying worry about it in advance. Get those numbers, figure those numbers out, put some estimates together, and just stick to it.
Yeah, and if you're a single man and you're dating, go after the woman that you can afford.
Wait a minute.
Okay?
Wait a minute.
Don't go after a woman and now she expects certain things and you can't keep up with it. You gotta just budget yourself accordingly when it comes to your dating scene.
So that was a hard pivot, but I don't even know if I necessarily agree. First of all, you don't know how much she's going to cost. Okay. So I guess go after what you want, but okay. If it's getting a little pricey, bow out or say something.
Yo, there's a post that I was on my Facebook this week. It's like, this basically a guy flying a woman out. He called it flute out.
It's flute out now.
And then he's mad that he didn't get,
I did see this post.
I did.
Because, no, what happened was he flew her out and then she friend zoned him.
Yeah.
Like, and was not even trying to see him.
Yeah.
Like, I flew you out and then when I'm trying to get together, before the sex part, like, I'm just trying to meet up for dinner and she's just too busy.
Yeah.
And then she's hitting him with the friend zone.
Yeah. That's...
So what he did was a great hard pivot.
Okay.
He said, got it. Now that I know where we stand, I will be refunding. I will be getting my money back for your return flight, and I will not be paying for the rest of your hotel nights. Please figure out what you're going to do, and, you know, I've bowed out. So I appreciate how that works. I have a cute little story about someone who chose to be fiscally responsible in our early dating exposure.
Did they flew you out somewhere?
No, not on this particular occasion. We didn't get that far. So a guy expressed interest.
Okay.
I am very leery in the beginning. I don't really know. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, but I'm open. We went and grabbed coffee. To me, and this is just Tiffany Hawkins speaking, coffee is an okay first date. If you're trying to go far fast, it's not coffee. If you're trying to go far fast with me, it's not going to be coffee.
What's the better first date?
I need dinner. I need a dinner. I need dinner, right? Coffee is a little short exchange. Right? It's not that much time.
Coffee
I'm not taking it very seriously.
Seems like an interview.
There we go. Right. Right? I'm with you. So we went out for coffee on our first little situation.
How long did it take before it got serious? Or did it just never get serious?
So we went out for coffee and coffee went fine. And then he invited me to dinner. Okay. And two nights before the dinner, and we were texting a lot. We were talking a lot.
Kikiing.
And two nights before the dinner, he sent me a very elaborate text message. Okay. And the text message basically said, hey, I've had some changes in my life recently.
Okay.
And I am realizing that I will not be able to afford to continue for us to date. Mm. And so I'm going to bow out here.
Before the dinner?
Before the dinner.
Wow.
I don't want to waste your time until I'm in a better financial situation.
Okay.
And so, you know, best wishes to you. Hopefully we can reconnect in 6 to 9 months when I think my financial situation will be better.
You see how we threw 69 in there? But go ahead.
But he was like, I'm not, I don't got it.
Mm-hmm. I can respect that.
I don't know if I can. I mean, listen, I do respect it. I respect that he knows where he is. And maybe even though I didn't put a financial expectation on things, he knew what he would normally spend in a dating/courting situation. And mm-hmm. he was like, I don't have that.
Yeah.
At the time, though, I was thinking, we ain't been nowhere. Like, you know, like it was a little, plus I didn't really like you like that. Like, you didn't have to give me all of that. I'm older now. I was younger. I'm older now and I can appreciate it. But at the time I was like, you could have just ghosted me and I'd have been fine. Yeah. Like, I wasn't really feeling
you
like that.
Did he come back in 6 to 9 months for his money, right?
Never heard from said individual again.
He's listening right now.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Because if he was listening, he'd have been financially ready for dating.
Yeah. He went on Lost Connections on Craigslist. He's looking for
what is Lost Connections?
Oh, if you meet a person but you never got their phone number, you're
trying
to find
them. Is this real?
There's a Lost Connections on Craigslist.
It's a group or what is this?
No, it's like, you know, like Craigslist has like you could sell a couch and all. There's a section for Lost Connections
on Craigslist or on Facebook.
It's on Craigslist.
Okay.
Yeah,
So it has to be hyper local.
Yeah, like okay. Look,
you couldn't have been in Miami for the weekend and now you're trying to find that Lost Connection.
You could be. You go to the Miami one, but maybe they're not from there. But yeah, it's like I saw you on the subway, you were looking mad good. We were talking, but then I had to catch my stop. But man, I really wish I could have got your phone number.
Lost Connection.
That's where he is.
Listen,
right now.
I don't know how we got here from summer spending, but
Set a budget. Understand who you can afford to date and who you cannot.
There you go.
Look for cheaper alternatives on the dates.
Not on the dates. For your summer spending, consider cheaper alternatives. So a lot of people are doing staycations.
Okay.
Which means you don't go no damn where.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe we'll do a bunch of local things.
Day trips.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And this allows for you not to have to pay for flights and not have to pay for transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're not paying for a hotel because you're going home every night.
Yeah.
But staycations are good alternatives for people. People probably did a lot of staycations last year because we couldn't really go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just consider visiting family. Mm. Maybe you don't go to Disney. Maybe you go to grandma's house.
And then get Disney Plus while you're there.
Sure, right?
Watch the movies. Order the ears.
Or I was going to say, you could always order the ears.
Mm-hmm.
But consider cheaper alternatives if you don't have it. Please know we are not the fun busters, okay? We love to have the fun. We like to do all the things. But if you can't afford it this summer, then you shouldn't be making these irresponsible decisions. And so we are trying to provide alternatives or just strategies mm-hmm. to make sure you get through this summer fiscally responsible.
Yeah, like, you know, cooking dinner and bringing it to the park on the second date for Tiffany and the guy from the coffee shop.
First of all, just so we're clear, I don't eat food from people who I don't know like that, especially if I haven't been in your house or your kitchen. And I'm just going to pass that rule along for everybody. If you haven't been in their kitchen, don't eat their food. Don't eat their cooked food. You don't know what was happening in there. No. So said dude.
Like I said, pick cheaper alternatives for your date. Okay? That's the number one advice.
And for the ladies too then, okay? You can also be mindful of choosing cheaper alternatives and who you date. If you're dating, don't make that face. This is what I'm saying. For ladies, oftentimes, we will do a lot if we're really interested in a guy to prepare for our dates, to make sure we're always on point. You know what I mean? And so if you're dating the type of guy that's into those things, maybe you dial it back. Matter of fact, heck no. This is why women don't get into serious relationships during the summer. We're outside, okay? We're having a good time. We are doing it up for the summer so that as many people as possible get a look at all this goodness before we go back inside for the fall and winter.
Oh my gosh.
So we don't actually have to worry about dating in the summer. We ain't dating during the summers.
Yeah.
Fall dating. Cuffing season.
Yeah.
When it gets cold outside.
This is pregame.
When you need somebody to shovel the snow.
So we should talk about back to school spending because that's right around the corner.
That definitely happens. We're going to start to see those Target setups already with the notebooks, and especially this year, because we want these kids to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sitting at home with you all last year, getting on your nerves, just, you know, and I know we all enjoyed spending time with our children, but it's time for them to get back in the classroom.
Yeah.
Okay. And back to school spending is a lot of money. The National Retail Federation reports that families with children in elementary school through high school plan to spend an average of $700 to get their kids ready to learn, right? And honestly, I think that's quite conservative because if you're buying new computers, I don't know what they require in school nowadays. I know back in my day, it was a TI-83. That was like the $80 calculator right there. I don't know what's that. I guess you could use your phone. Can kids have phones? I don't even know. So, but you have to buy technology now to get kids ready for school. So it's probably more. For me, it was just notebooks, Trapper Keepers, some pens, rulers, and a strong calculator.
Yeah.
What type of things you've got? So you already have one in high school, but you have one going to high school.
Yeah, I have two high schoolers this year. It's a lot. Back to school is a lot. Well, my kids go to Catholic schools, so they wear uniforms. So
that
if
helps.
You switch schools, it doesn't help because now you got to re-up on uniforms. Like that's a major investment because no schools use the similar uniforms. Like
right.
If you go from one school to the next, now you got
to. But at least you don't have to buy mad outfits. Like you've got to buy a couple.
Here's what you don't understand about school uniforms. These are the most expensive clothes.
Wow.
Available.
Really?
A pair of pants is hitting for $40-$50.
Okay.
Of tan khakis that you could spend $20 on at Target, but you can't buy the Target ones. You got to buy the special ones that are allocated to be used in the school.
Got it.
Everything is overpriced. Now, I will say that the clothes are very durable because you're washing these things, like in some cases, 2 and 3 times a week, and they last, but these are expensive clothes.
So then you got to spend the money on the uniforms, and then you got to spend money on the Jordans, because you got to, I imagine that kids are like, I got to express myself in some way, and it's got to be in the sneakers.
The schools have cracked down on kids wearing colorful sneakers.
Stop lying.
You can only wear black or white sneakers at my kids' schools.
Are you kidding me?
All black or all white, or you got to wear some Buster Brown shoes or something like that.
Shout out to the public schools where we get fly and we get fresh, because we're not. That would kill me. Yeah. That would have took me out.
Would you believe I've never owned a pair of Jordans? My kids haven't. Just not.
That's
nice. And I grew up in the Jordan era. I always wanted some, just never owned them. And I lost my taste for them after a while.
Okay.
But God bless them. I think they're fly kicks. I love to see people.
I just mean in general. I don't even necessarily mean Jordans. I just mean the ability to, you know, understand or identify. High school is where you figure out what your fashion tastes are, what you're into.
Yeah.
You might be a skater kid. You might be, you know, the activewear Nike guy, who knows? But okay, you don't get that when you
school.
Go to Catholic school. Okay, no problem. So families with college students are expected to spend an average of $1,000.
Yeah.
For back to school.
Mm-hmm. Because you got to buy moving supplies.
Yeah.
Definitely need some computers or iPads.
Computers.
Or some sort of technology.
Yeah, you're moving them into dorms, so you might be buying these little fridges and microwaves.
Supplies, cleaning supplies.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of parents who are so excited that their college students are finally going back to the dorms.
Bedding. Bedding was a big one.
First of all, is a bed in a bag, okay?
Yeah,
and that's probably like $60 for these twin. We had the twin XL, the twin extra large bed.
Yeah. Yo, would you believe I still have the comforter from my freshman year in college? Now look, my dog sleeps on it.
I was about to say, would you believe that's nasty as hell?
Yeah, no, that was a good comforter, y'all.
Really?
I
don't even
want to
know what happened on that comforter.
If that comforter
could
talk.
You shouldn't still own it.
My dog's on it.
Actually, it might not be good enough for your dog, if we're really being honest.
Sentimental value.
Plus, I'm sure as a college student, you weren't washing your comforters regularly.
When I came home.
When you came, exactly.
At the end of the
when
year.
You came home at the end of the year. It's disgusting. That's disgusting. Okay. All right. I hear you. Total spending for K-12 schools and college combined is projected to be over $80 billion. So just the overall industry of back-to-school spending from kindergarten to college is an $80 billion industry. Clothing and accessories are at the top. Mm-hmm. The average family spends about $239 on clothing and accessories.
That's low.
It is low. For electronics and computers, calculators, that average spend is about $203 for a back-to-school period.
Very low.
Shoes, $135. That's probably not, no, that's like, these are averages, right? So I'm mm-hmm. thinking like the kindergarten where you just got the little socks with the strap on it mm-hmm. versus, again, the one that's out there buying the LeBrons and the Jordans. Okay. And then at the bottom of the barrel, which should be the most important, the actual school supplies, notebooks, pencils, book bags, lunch boxes, that's like $117 a family.
I need some fly kicks, yo.
Yeah. Damn the notebooks.
I could borrow a notebook.
Are they still using notebooks in school? I don't know. Are we like all iPads now? This is how y'all know I don't have any kids.
Kids use notebooks.
I won't be. None of these things are on my horizon.
They use notebooks, yes.
Pencils?
Yep.
Okay.
Pens, pencils.
Book bags? Are we still doing book bags?
Yeah, that's another thing. My kids want a new book bag every year.
I can understand that, though. That I can understand.
Nah,
it's kind of like your college comforter. After a year of rolling around, sliding across the floor.
I got the same comforter.
And that's the problem. You want your kids to do better. You drag these book bags all through hell for a whole year. You don't want to repurpose that for another year.
Yes, I do want them to repurpose
Especially it. You spill lunch in your book bag. I used to always spill, for whatever reason, my juices would always spill.
On purpose, probably.
No, not on purpose. So,
Mom, I need a new bag.
Listen.
This one's ruined.
The one thing my parents weren't stunting me about was a new book bag. Okay? So when it comes to where this money is being spent, because I do wonder, right? Like, is this happening at Best Buy? Is this happening at Target? 53% of this $80 billion industry spending happens at department stores. Another 50% happens at discount stores, which I think is a unique balance. We're at the Nordstrom and mm-hmm. we're at the dollar store.
Mm-hmm.
49% happens online, 45% happens at clothing stores, and then 31% of the spending actually happens at office supply stores. So this industry around back to school time is getting a boost, these various industries for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where you guys are spending this back to school money.
And we should talk about how to save.
Yes, and there's a lot of ways to save. So stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
It's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the North Star.
Thank you so much for listening to the Momentum Advisors Show. This is Sean King, founder and CEO of the North Star. If you want to hear more shows like this, featuring black and brown voices on the most important issues of the day, head over right now to thenorthstar.com to discover all the podcasts we have to offer. We have over 500 different episodes from 6 different podcast series, and they're all great. Check them out.
Momentum.
Summer spending.
Yeah.
It's happening. Yeah. We're doing it. We're in mm-hmm. the thick of it. We're buying vacations.
Summer,
staycations.
Summertime.
Okay. We're getting back to school ready.
Kick back in.
We're going to all the parties. Unwind. Throwing cookouts. Why isn't that registering on our spending? Cookouts are expensive. We're throwing a lot of cookouts during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You got to buy all the meat, all the liquor. Okay. If it's an adult cookout. It's a lot of money that goes into throwing cookouts. I don't know if they polled enough black people in some of these research studies.
Cookouts is a big thing, that's for sure. Definitely in my household, I'm doing a lot of cookouts.
Yeah, for sure. But summer spending is happening. That also includes back-to-school spending.
Mm-hmm.
But all these things are very real. They have a real impact on your financial profile. We do not want you to go into fall busted and being disappointed in how your bank account looks or some of the decisions that you made. Because we do value these experiences that we're able to have during the summer. We just want to do them responsibly. We want to be strategic.
Yes, yes. So ways to save. We got to talk about, as we approach this back-to-school season, how we can do it without breaking the bank.
Okay. First, start by shopping at home. And that might sound weird for some people, but I think this makes a lot of sense. Especially when it comes to, like, school supplies. You know you got boxes of pencils and pens from two back to school seasons ago. It's still notebooks that your kids didn't use because they don't do their homework. Whatever the case is, it's always extra reams of paper, notebooks, mm-hmm. book bags, pens and pencils. You do not have to tear Staples and Office Depot down every single back to school. There are no new pens, okay? The pencils are the same. It's still lead and wood. Like, you do not have to buy brand new things every year because you know you have tons of this stuff left in the house.
Every time I go to the bank, I take pens. I tell them, I'm like, look, I'm taking some pens just so you know.
So you're stealing.
I'm not stealing. I said, look, I'm depositing my money. I'm going to take my pens.
Okay. Those are my pens. So Alan is saying, do your back to school shopping at your local bank teller.
Why not?
Anytime someone's offering free pens. So your kids are at school with very branded pens.
Chase, Wells Fargo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know Provident. If that's where I was going, but that's a way. That's an avenue. Where do you get your paper from? You just take that out the copy machine.
I take an L on that. Okay. I buy the paper.
Okay. But yeah, oftentimes you buy, these 5-pack or 3-pack notebooks.
I should ask
notebooks.
Them for some
paper. Who are you going to ask for some paper?
At the bank. Let me get a ream.
Listen, I think you need to, your bank accounts need to be high if you're going into the bank asking for reams of paper. Okay. If you've got $26.13 in your bank account, you don't qualify for the free paper or the free pens. Actually, at that point, you might just want to steal some deposit slips.
And I'm not stealing.
Borrow. Have.
I'm asking.
Use.
I'm telling them, like, look, I'm taking this.
Okay. So, all right. Another really big piece of advice is try before you buy.
Yeah.
Parents are expected to spend an average of $240 on new clothes and about $136 on new shoes when it comes to back to school. But you just go out to the store and buy these things. And you get them home, or by the time your child wears them, they can't even fit them anymore.
Did your mom take you school shopping, or did she just bring the clothes home?
So my mom just brought the clothes home.
Did they fit most of the time?
Sometimes. Not all the time. Yeah, she just brought the clothes home. It wasn't. And I get why parents do that. You don't want to be bothered. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get in this store, get all the things I think you need, and come home. I don't need to be chasing you around the mall. I don't need to be, trying to take you to Chick-fil-A. I really need to get all these things done and get home. But oftentimes it doesn't really work out. And so you end up with clothes that the child can't wear and you're stuck with them. And I think we need to hear that you don't need to be stuck with them. First of all, try them on as soon as they get home.
And take them back.
And then take them back. Like, that's kind of the best thing to do. Don't just put them in the closet and wait, especially when you start doing school shopping early. And then the first day of school happens and now they can't fit them. Try them on as soon as they get home.
Fashion show.
Okay. And then whatever doesn't fit goes back.
Because otherwise you're stuck trying to figure out what to do with the clothes. And there are sites like ThredUp and Plato's Closet, these different companies that'll resell your stuff. You're getting pennies for these items. Like, we have done this a bunch of times. It's so frustrating. You got to clean the clothes. You got to take pictures of them. And then you get like pennies for it.
And they don't even take all of them. Yeah. I will tell you, Plato's Closet was my friend when I was in college, for sure. When I needed a couple extra dollars, I would take my clothes to Plato's Closet, and I would be certain I was going to come home with hundreds of dollars. Okay, these were the finest of garments. Mm. And they'd be like, here's your $36.72. And you can't do anything about it. Again, they will usually only take 30% of your garments because they are only taking what they need. So it's not like, well, they didn't take it because it wasn't good or because it wasn't clean. It's whatever's in trend for them right now at that particular store. They want more of that particular thing. So they'll take those items and then they're not offering you anything. Mm-hmm. So try before you buy, or try as soon as you buy. Try them on. This doesn't work. I'm going to take it back. Either get your money back or at least get the proper sizing so that you're not wasting your money. I know for a fact that parents lose so much money on buying clothes for kids that by the time they put them on, they can't fit them anymore.
I also think it's important to holler at my man, Clarence.
Clarence, yeah. The So Fine?
No, the clearance rack.
The clearance rack.
My man, Clarence.
Okay. Shout out to Clarence. So when it comes to the clearance, I'm a fan. Okay. I have mixed reviews. I'm not ashamed of a clearance rack at all. But sometimes it's like the jungle in there. Like, sometimes it's a lot going on. Those are the clothes that have thrown on the ground. They've been rolling around across the store. But the clearance rack is super, super helpful. And be mindful, it's a little bit tricky when it comes to back to school on the clearance rack timing, right? So if you wait till the big back to school season is up and running, you're not going to catch any clearance racks.
No.
If you go shopping right now, right? Especially with the 4th of July sales, you're going to get a good clearance rack. Get some of these clothes now for school. Get some of these items, even the technology, get them now before they hype up into the back to school retail campaign season. You're going to get a good clearance rack right now.
Or wait until right before school's about to start or after school started.
Yeah.
Send your kid to school with no notebook for and then get it.
Yeah, that's when that's the kid on the first day of school is asking if they could borrow a pencil. It's like, it's the first day of school? You don't have a pencil on the first day of school? That's what that parent did. They're waiting until after the back to school season.
But clearly their parents didn't go to the bank. You see what I'm saying?
Because they didn't get the free pens.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Next point, please.
Next point. Divide and conquer. I know as a parent, you have so much going on. And so it's like, listen, I'm just going to go to Target and I'm going to get everything that I need to get. That's oftentimes not the most economical decision. Mix it up. You might need mm-hmm. to go to Target, Best Buy, Walmart, the dollar store.
Costco. The bank.
I know it's going to take more time, but you will probably find more cost savings breaking things up mm-hmm. by different stores.
That's a fact.
Like if you buy, listen, I'm gonna buy all 100 pencils. I'm gonna just go to Costco and buy a pack of 100 pencils. It's probably gonna be cheaper per unit, but you won't need to go back to school shopping for pencils for the next 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, don't just try to get it all done in one place. Go to the places that have the best values for the very specific things. Again, Walmart, you always get a good value. I am a super fan of the dollar store. So just, this is not a back to school thing, but these are the areas in which I arrive for the dollar store.
So the coffee shop dude could have shopped for you at Dust.
No, because store, he doesn't need to be buying me these things.
Okay.
Foil is expensive as hell in the grocery store. Mm. It's like it's like $4.99, $5.79, $7 for a roll of foil. You know how much it is at the dollar store?
$1.
A damn dollar.
And you know how thin it is at the dollar
store?
Listen,
I'm not trying to do all that.
Paper thin.
I'm not doing
all. You can see through that foil.
First of all, that foil works perfectly for me. I've been using dollar store foil for easily the last 8 years of my life.
That's all you buy?
Yes.
That's not true.
I will either buy my foil from the dollar store or Costco. Mm. But
now
I prefer the dollar store foil. I don't know what are you carrying a ham in this foil? Like, what do you need to do? The foil is just supposed to retain.
I like thick foil.
And that's just made up.
Okay.
It's not doing anything different that the thin foil is like, they both work the exact same way.
Yeah, that's one place I can't compromise. Let's keep going.
All right. Sandwich bags. Sandwich bags and garbage bags. The dollar store.
The garbage bags rip.
Unless you buy the ones that say they don't rip.
Oh my gosh.
Please stop thinking that
those
the dollar store.
Those are the main ones that rip.
Glad sells in the dollar store just like it sells in the regular grocery store.
They're thinnest bags.
No.
You buy dollar store garbage bags?
You damn right.
Really?
I do.
That's the only place you buy garbage bags?
Okay. So I have one of these Simple Human garbage containers.
Sounds expensive.
Right? And they oftentimes require you to buy Simple Human garbage bags. And I was doing that in the beginning and I was like, hell no, I'm not doing that anymore. So now Amazon makes a knockoff of the Simple Human garbage bags. Mm-hmm. And that's where I buy my garbage bags for that particular trash can.
Not the dollar store.
And the dollar store. Mm. They both fit. Listen, these retailers aren't going to trick me into spending all this ancillary money on garbage bags.
All right, let's move on.
Listen.
I can't compromise.
Back to the
I'm the one taking the garbage out, so in my house. So.
Okay, not in mine. And it works out well. Okay? And the people who pick up my garbage don't have any complaints. All I'm saying is, I'm sure they would say something if they felt the way. All I am saying is, you've got to mix it up. You got to divide and conquer. The dollar store is going to cover a good amount of items. Target, another place, Walmart, whatever clothing stores you shop at.
The bank. All right. We also want you to shop at some tax-free states. There's
yes.
a lot of states that don't charge sales tax.
Especially during the back-to-school seasons. Some states have very specific dates where it's tax-free shopping, but be mindful of your state.
And some states like New Jersey never charge sales tax on clothes.
Shout out to New Jersey.
Come on in.
Now we pay property tax.
Yeah, we sure do.
We pay all the damn property. I'd rather pay some sales tax.
Our gas tax is high, but...
But we don't pump our own gas.
You see what I'm saying?
It's the trade-offs.
Yeah,
it's
come to New Jersey, do your shopping. But also a bunch of other states have back to school windows. Like Alabama has a few days in July where it's tax free on clothing, computers, books, and school supplies. There's a range of states that have these dates, these little windows of tax free shopping.
So just look it up on Google, see which states offer tax free shopping for back to school. Another big piece of advice, especially if you have college age students, is take your college students with you when you go back to school shopping, because if they have their college ID, they get discounts on a lot of different things, especially retailers like Urban Outfitters, J. Crew, Forever 21. When your college student has their school ID, they get some major hookups that you can take advantage of, especially at the Apple Store. Shout out to the Apple Store. The Apple Store has completely separate pricing for Apple for students. Mm. I used that well after I was no longer a student, but it is a discount on every single Apple item as long as your person has a student ID.
I just lost my Morgan State Bear card like 5 years ago.
I still have mine.
Wow.
100%.
Yeah.
And I look fairly similar. My hair is longer in my school ID.
What's next on the list here?
Don't hate on me. But no, seriously, if you have a child in the family that has a student ID, you need to use it in as many places as possible, especially when it comes to this technology. As I mentioned, the Apple Store has completely different pricing for students. And I don't even think they require you to have an ID. You have to have a student email address. So something at EDU. Mm. They have it for students and they also have it for teachers. So if you are a teacher or a student with a .edu email address, you will automatically qualify for the lower pricing.
Word. That's a good one.
That's a good one. I mean, I feel like we've given good advice. It's summer. We're here. You either going to do it or you're not. But we want you to do it with some strategy. We want you to do it with some common sense. We want you to enjoy your summer, but not to take it too far where it ruins the rest of your year.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Plan the trip, but try to plan it in advance. So maybe you're planning for next year's trip. You know, maybe you're planning for the holidays now. I'm a person who likes to buy my Christmas gifts extremely early because I like to plan and I don't want to be in a financial bind when these big moments come up. And I also don't want to be a slave to the retail industry and their markups.
I love it.
All right. So hopefully you're enjoying your summer.
I don't want to be any kind of slave.
You don't want facts, especially on the 4th of July. Okay. I'm not going to say Independence Day.
Have a good 4th of July.
Have a great 4th of July.
Hopefully this podcast is blasting on the speakers at your cookout. You are a good host.
Do not play this at your cookout. You are a whack host if you're playing. Listen, play this while you're mixing up the macaroni and cheese before you put it in the oven. But once the cookout starts, it needs to be Frankie Beverly and Maze. It needs a little bit of Megan Thee Stallion. You need to mix. We need balance.
Tiffany and Allen.
Here we go. The Momentum Advisors. Shout out for me for my birthday next week, and hopefully there'll be a podcast episode.
I think there will be.
There will be. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. Momentum.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.